Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Detroit is a city of firsts. The first mall, the first freeway. Unfortunately, it was also the first American city to see factories close and people flee to the suburbs on a large scale. Now, Detroit has the opportunity to be the first in line to show the world how to sustain and thrive in a place where there are little to no jobs, homes are being foreclosed on by the banks, schools are closing, environments are being polluted, and public education is being disregarded. Detroit is my hometown. So I've been witnessing firsthand the exciting, healthy, and feel-good things that are happening. Intentional community organizer Lydia Wiley Kellerman, who's also a Detroit native, says what excites her the most is that new movements and communities are being formed from the bottom up, using independent, creative solutions.
Detroit is a pretty incredible place right now. Detroit's a food desert, so people are growing gardens. You know, there's violence in the neighborhood, so people are starting peace zones for life. Energy is being shut off, so people are on the streets. So these are sort of things that need to happen, and they're building community and neighborhoods and really grassroots change all over the place.
And grassroots change is needed because Detroit has been neglected for so long. For example, in the entire city of Detroit, there's not one major supermarket. The response from activists like Malik Yakini, chairman of Detroit's Black Food Security Network, has been to create almost 1,000 urban gardens and farms, more than any other city in the U.S.
We have a license agreement with the city of Detroit to operate a 2-acre organic farm in Rouge Park, which is a city of Detroit-owned park. So we're growing organic vegetables and fruits there, and also we're creating a model of how the many plots of underutilized and unused land in the city of Detroit can be put to productive use to create greater access to food, but also to help serve as an economic engine for this kind of new economy which is developing in the city.
And gardens also help build community. John Blount, a 20-year-old program coordinator from Detroit Summer, has been gardening and painting murals with the organization since he was 6. Over the years, it has grown into much more.
We started doing a media project called Live Arts Media Project, or Lamp for short, mainly using audio and video and hip-hop to basically investigate the whole school crisis in Detroit, but also to spread our vision for like how education can be and how education should be.
When I say freedom schooling, we say this school is freedom. When I say freedom schooling, we say this school is freedom. Cause these kids are colored indigo. They don't need all the limits, yo. You don't have to tell a flower when to grow. But some schools are like a mistletoe. Kiss of death, sit in detention, passively listen. Snap to submission, mechanical tested, repressing. Half your God-given blessings, your gifts, forget them.
Detroit has closed 100 schools since 2004. That's not only a problem for kids trying to get a good education, but it means they have to travel to schools outside of their neighborhood without a good public transportation system. And while most people know the Motor City used to be the automobile capital of the world, local bike advocate Ben Chodorov says many Detroiters don't own cars, so riding a bike has become a necessity.
People may not think of Detroit as being a super bike-friendly place, but in fact, we really are. We have tons of cyclists, not necessarily like the sport and fitness people riding with spandex kind of cyclists, but the cyclists where you ride to work every day and you just ride bikes either because it's like a good economic alternative or just you like it.
According to the Detroit Department of Transportation, the D can expect construction of the Woodward Light Rail to begin as soon as 2011. But in the meantime, Chodorov, who works with a bike shop called The Hub, is trying to support the community's needs with a program called Back Alley Bikes.
It's a youth education bicycle advocacy organization in downtown Detroit, Cass Corridor. We do youth education programs and also run a full service retail bike shop to service youth and adult communities that need reliable transportation. Also, we do adult classes as well.
I'm excited about the changes going on in Detroit. And this summer, community activists from all over the world are coming here for some inspiration. One of the models of the United States Social Forum is, another world is possible, another U.S. is necessary. So why pay so much attention to Detroit when the whole country is suffering? I sat down with Detroit Summer mentor, hip-hop artist, and activist Invincible to find out more.
In Detroit, we have a saying that Detroit is what the world has to look forward to. And the meaning of that is not only that Detroit is where, industrialism really expanded hugely with the production line of the Model T Fords, and not just the first place where capitalism really failed and the industry left and we became one of the first post-industrial cities, but more importantly, we're what the world has to look forward to in the sense that out of necessity, because of the industries leaving, we've had to come up with new community ways to sustain ourselves and new ways for the community to solve their own problems where the system has failed us. And so other cities and other communities that are in similar struggles can learn from the models we've been developing here for decades.
And we've almost lost Detroit.
U.S. Social Forum National Coordinator Adrian Brown says the timing couldn't be better.
The choice of Detroit and, you know, coming here for 2010 has been very much in light of what is the economic and environmental situation that's happening in the world right now. So, you know, we're facing climate change, we're facing a global environmental catastrophe at the same time as we're facing sort of a global economic crisis, which our country has caused. So then coming to Detroit seemed like a no-brainer. Like, Detroit's 30 plus years into an economic crisis and has dealt with sludge, toxification, the bridges, the pollution. Like, the environmental and economic struggle is very real here, and the solutions are very real here.
But no one stopped to think about the people or how they would survive.
Detroit activists like Ben Chodoroff are taking their local solutions and expanding them for this year's social forum.
We encourage members of Bike Shop to put together thousands and thousands of bicycles available for use during the social forum. And after the forum, all those bikes that we put together that people can use during the conference itself are going to be placed into specific communities that have a very dire need for bicycle transportation.
Marsha Lee is working with the Hush House, the Hub, and other local groups to not only set up a bike rental for the forum, but to also hold workshops in one of the city's most neglected neighborhoods, the North Goldberg area. She says the key is to make sure that the work done by social forum attendees benefits the local community.
To really inviting people who are coming into town to help beautify the neighborhood in the way that the community wants to do it in partnership. And so we're going to be building a park and, you know, helping fix up houses and different things like that there.
With thousands of people expected for this year's social forum, organizers have come up with some really creative solutions to the issue of accommodations to try and steer visitors' money into the local economy. Local people are opening up and renting out their homes. Some visitors are buying one of the thousands of abandoned houses around the city and donating them to a community organization after the forum is over. And that's not all.
In addition, they're also working on a tent city, which will be a place where folks can camp out. Thus far, we've been really working closely with a group called Bike It, which is a national group with people biking in everywhere from Seattle to New York. I'm expecting at least a few hundred people biking into town.
The U.S. Social Forum is going to be a great chance for people to see a side of the city that's quite different from what you may normally hear. Detroit has a reputation for being dangerous, destitute, and under poor government leadership.
Is Detroit the most dangerous city in America? New crime report says yes, but Detroit is...
Mr. Kilpatrick, did you do something wrong that causes you to plead guilty today?
Yes. I lied under oath in the case of Gary Brown and Harold Nerethook versus the city of Detroit.
In order for Detroit and other ailing American cities to prosper, perspectives of outsiders and of locals have to change. Here's program and culture co-chair for the USSF and producer of the Detroit Women of Color International Film Festival, Oya Amakisi, describing her contribution to the transformation of Detroit.
I recognize that art is a tool of empowerment, healing, and education for our community. And so I use the films to do that. So I showcase films by or about women of color from all over the world, where we tell our own stories instead of other people defining us in many different arenas.
In the same way, Detroit has to redefine itself by having people make their own media that doesn't focus on the negatives. That's where the Allied Media Conference comes in. The conference is a chance for independent, grassroots media makers to teach, learn, share skills, and brainstorm about how to create media that speaks their own personal truth and helps push forward important community struggles. It's been held in Detroit since 2007, and this year, the Allied Media Conference, or AMC, will take place just a few days before the social forum. Adrian Brown, who's on the conference's board of directors, says there's a natural connection between the two.
The Allied Media Conference has transformed into something very hands-on. Like, folks come together to learn, like, how to make zines, how to make websites, how to build computers, how to make radio stations, like, you know, how to make the antenna for radio, how to make your own video, blog. AMC and Social Forum are very similar in that there are these processes that sort of go on. There, it's not about an event. You know, it's about the longer process of community engagement. I'm from Leisure.
Just as the proverbial rose grew from concrete, Detroit is making the impossible possible through smart and seemingly simple solutions. The common thread of what I've learned is community engagement is key, and we must actively resist those who do not include our families, children, and livelihoods when deciding how to move forward in the face of uncertainty. The United States Social Forum and the Allied Media Conference exist for those exact reasons. Reporting from Detroit for Making Contact, I'm Erica Class.